Continuing with the advices of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, we discuss the protection of the tongue. These are some of the social etiquettes in every phase of a person's life. As it says, sometimes a person utters a seemingly trivial statement which can lead him to Jahannam. If a person thinks before speaking, he will be safe from this problem. Using vulgar language is the work of immoral people. Do not refer to someone as fasiq, that is a sinner, a kafir, a disbeliever, a mal'oon, that is a cursed, or enemy of Allah, or he is void of iman, etc., etc. If that person who you are passing such remarks to is not such, the curse returns to the utterer of the statement. We have to be very, very cautious about this. Similarly, one should not utter the following to any person, no matter who he is, whether it is an animal or even an inanimate object for that matter. That is, may Allah's curse be upon you, may Allah's anger be upon you, may you burn in hell. If someone utters harsh words to you, then you are entitled to respond likewise. To utter more than that will cause you to be a sinner. If somebody tells you something, if you can say equally the same what he has told you, then it's fine. But if you have to say even a little bit more than that, one word more than that, that means now you became the oppressor, and he becomes the oppressed. Many people say, may Allah have mercy. Now this can be a derogative, or it could be a good remark. People are very unmindful. They are bold in committing sins, etc. These are the kind of statements people make. If this is uttered out of sorrow or due to compassion, then there is no harm. However, if it is uttered due to conceit and self-importance, then this person becomes the first person worthy of this contention which he is heaping on others. Do not be two-faced. You speak according to the tune of the people in whichever gathering you are. If you go to Abdul Rahman, you say, Abdullah is like this, and you go to Abdullah, you say, Abdul Rahman is like that. Never carry tales. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Continuing with the questions asked by Uzair radiallahu ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we questioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the contents of the previous books. And he goes on, these booklets also mentioned, that is in the book of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, that is, it is incumbent on a wise man, unless he is deprived of sanity, to divide his time in three parts. One for worship of his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One for self-reckoning, to consider what acts good or bad. That means muhasiba, to take an account of what we have done. Good and bad, get happy with the good that you have done and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make shukr, and the wrongs and the sins that we have committed, regret over it and make tawbah and istighfar. And one for his lawful earning of livelihoods. These are three sections the person should divide his time in. It is also incumbent upon him to watch of his time and be thoughtful about improving his condition and to guard his tongue against unnecessary and useless talk. Whoever keeps a check on his own speech, his tongue will indulge less in useless talk. Also, A wise man should not travel except for three purposes. This is also in one of, in the books of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Namely, for making provisions for the life hereafter. Secondly, in search of livelihood. And thirdly, for such recreation as that is permissible. Now we have made our journey, alhamdulillah, here. It's a very fruitful one. We have come here for the sake of i'tikaf, alhamdulillah. And at the same time, alhamdulillah, we come for reformation to our Shaykh. And inshallah ta'ala, this will be fruitful. So this is one of the journeys that we have undertaken, and it is fruitful and is good. And Abu Zar then inquired about the contents of the booklets revealed to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, they contained munitions only, such as, I am astonished by one who finds pleasure in anything in spite of his faith in the certainty of death. Naturally, the author says, when a person becomes sure of his sentence of hanging and mounting the gallows, he can never find pleasure in anything. That was one. Secondly, I am astonished by one who laughs in spite of his faith in certainty of death. Thirdly, I am astonished by one who observes accidents, changes and revolutions of the world all the time and still finds satisfaction in it. Then he says, I am astonished, and I think that is in the book, I am astonished by one who believes in predestination, that is taqdeer, still suffers from grief and hardship. I am astonished by one who believes that he will soon be required to render an account and still does no good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding and make amal, inshaAllah.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. In this ayat and in many ayat, and in fact one of the basic teachings of the whole of the Quran Sharif, is that we prepare and we make our niyat the akhirat. Yesterday we did mention this, and just on this one point we'll try and expand a bit more, that what must be, we first of all, we have to make an intention why we are in this world here. Many of us, we're just passing our lives, day to day life. As Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majub Rahmatullah Alayh, a great arif of Allah Ta'ala, and he was first a total dunya man. He was serving in the British government, and at a time when millions of people didn't see a motor car, he was given a chauffeur-driven motor car by the government. He had such a high position. But just by his connection and ta'alluq with Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, contact with one Allah Wala, he became such a great buzurg. He was not an alim. And there is a great lesson for many of us to learn. He was such a dunya dar person, person of dunya. But just by sohbat of Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he became the imam of the ulama. Whenever Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah, what a great personality. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib, all these great ulama, they should, when he used to be there, nobody else should talk. Only Khaja Sahib should talk. And Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, all these great ulama became bayat to him after Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah. Such a great position. And also seeing him, one famous all India poet, Ghalib, was it Jigar Muradabadi, one of the all famous India poets. When they saw his condition like that, they asked him, can we also come to Tana Bhavan? And they used to consume alcohol in abundance. They were Muslims and they were famous poets. So my Khaja Sahib asked Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he said that they can come by all means. Why did you even have to tell them they must, are you going to ask? You could have brought them. But they couldn't give up the alcohol. So Maulana said, in the Khanqah, no permission for alcohol there. But my house is present. They can keep it there and when they want to, they can go and drink that, whatever little bit. But when they came and they put it, they didn't know alcohol, they forgot about it also. And they became such great awliya and such great buzurgs after that. So this is sohbat. So anyway, Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, with regard to our lives in this world, pehle bachpan ne tujhe barso khilaya. At the beginning, childhood kept you just amused in playing all the time. Little children just play all the time. And that also we should consider that there were such great buzurgs. Hazrat Bahlul Rahmatullah Ali was a great buzurg, but a majzoob. A majzoob, for us to understand, who we will say his screws are a little loose. But the screws were not loose, they were very tight, properly tight. Our screws are loose. Like for example, to understand, once somebody asked a majzoob like this, that give me the directions to the town, whichever town it was, he gave them directions to the Qabristan. So they complained to him, we're asking you directions for, he say, the Qabristan is the town. The town is getting empty every day and all are going to live in the Qabristan. That place is of Abadi. And this place is Bir Ayru, who is going to become Wairan. And we say the Qabristan is Wairan. But they see a reality that the town is Wairan and the Qabristan is Abadi. So these type of people. So anyway, such a great buzurg saw some children playing on the street, like children play street games. So he saw one little child standing on the side, not playing anything. So he asked him, why you're not playing? Perhaps he thought he hasn't got money to play. The toys they are playing, like in our time, flying kite or playing top or marbles or something. So that small boy asked him, sternly and in surprise, are we in this world to play? He got a shock. Hazrat Bazub Rahmatullah was such a great buzurg. A small boy saying, have we come in this world to play? He said, then why have we come here? He said, to prepare for akhirah, to recognize Allah. But he said, you're still a small little boy. So he says, I see my father, my mother, when she lights the fire, she puts small twigs first. Then she put the big logs to burn. So I fear on the day of Qiyamah, it must not happen, Allah put our small children first to burn in the fire of Jahannam and then He put the big sinners after that. So anyway, childhood, we take it, and if any child, we as grown-ups, we see them, we tell them, play, this is your time to play. But so anyway, Khaja Sahib say, pehle bachpan ne tujhe barso khilaya. Childhood made you play for many years. Phir jawani ne tujhe majnu banaya. And when you became a young person, a teenager, then you became like a mad person. And teenagers, what funny things they do. In that age of theirs, they do all the impossible things also, like mad people they are. Not prepared to listen to anyone also generally. Phir burhape ne tujhe ne phir burhape ne aake kya kya sataya. Then old age came, and how it troubled you now. Now you were all the time, you got backache, you got knee joints, you got high blood, you got cholesterol, you got sugar, all sicknesses now are troubling you. When you were a young person and you got married, then your wife, just when she came with her new, as a bride with her trousseau, then she had a different dress for the morning for breakfast, and she had dressed different for lunch and for dinner again separately. She used different perfume all the time. But now in old age, when she came that time, she had a figure like a Coca-Cola bottle. Now when she bore you 3-4 children, now her figure is like a 20-liter oil drum. At that time, she was putting all perfume all the time. Morning, different perfume. Evening in Paris, and Hajar-e-Aswad, and all the different perfumes, but now you only smell menthol all the time. Now it's deep heat all the time, and it's iodex and iodine all the time, and some Chinese balm and some this balm. Now you just have to do that. When you were young, people gave presents also. Some lingerie, fine, delicate underwear, some what kind of all different, what underwear. Now they're just giving you massage machines. Now you just have to massage all the time. So this is that old age when it comes, what the condition of a person becomes. Pehle bachpan mein tujhe barso khilaya. Childhood made you play for a long time. Jawani ne aake tujhe majnu banaya. In your young days, you are like a mad person. Burhape ne aake phir kya kya sataya. And what difficulties you went through in your old age. Ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. And mort will come and there will be no more anyone to talk about you also. For a few days they will remember afterwards, people who passed away 10 years ago. Who of us remembers? We even forget our parents. And one very serious point, which I would appeal to everyone, never forget our parents in Isale Sawab. At the beginning we make, but after some time, we even forget. And the minimum, make three times Qul Hu Allah Sharif. And pass to them always. Start from now, even if your parents are living, we can make Sawab for them also for the living. But if they have passed away, they wait for it. And they appreciate it so much. How unfortunate isn't it for us that our existence outwardly is because of them. And many of us, our education, our riches are because of our parents. But we can't even make one little isale sawab for them. And they wait for it. They wait desperately, no matter what their position, how good their position. They wait desperately and they know exactly who sent it, what their names and all, and they appreciate it very greatly. So never please forget at least our parents. Who of us think of our grandparents? And great parents is out of the question. Nobody thinks also. So anyway, so we have come in this world, and what is, many of us, we're just not making an, we're passing through the phases of life. And when we are small, well, I have to get up, play, and then afterwards we go to school, madrasa. After that, perhaps college or university or start now or Darul Uloom or start working, then get married and then having our children, breaking our business, old age came and we pass away. We haven't made. Intentionally, make intention first. Intentionally make an intention. Why am I? If we haven't made till today, make it now in our heart. And what is our real intention? For Akhirat. And to please Allah. I'm here in this world, whatever I've got, I've come in order to recognize Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ And لِيَعْبُدُونَ يَا أَيْ إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ Allah has created us solely so that we come in this world, we recognize Him. But how many of us have even made that intention? If you haven't made the intention, where are we going to get ma'rifat of Allah? And Allah's muhabbat is after ma'rifat. When you come to know Allah and who Allah is, then your muhabbat and your love for Allah starts growing and it just grows after that. The more you recognize Allah, that I'm fit, like the meaning of warhamna in the dua, wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna, ay tafaddal alayna bifununil a'la. Oh Allah, you shower your blessings on us in great, great abundance. Bifunun, funun, different types. The plurality is in Arabic. Ala, your ni'mats, your great, great blessings. Just shower them down on us. And to appreciate this more, ma'a istihqaqina. In spite of the fact that we are actually worthy of and we are deserving of, the afanin il iqab. Afanin in Arabic, muntahal jumu'ah. In Arabic, there is not only singular, dual there is also in Arabic, and then plural. And then the big plural. The limit of the plural, the big plural. So we are deserving of the big plural, of all types of your punishment. But you are such that you shower your all types of your favors upon us. So, We should make an intention to recognize when you come to know Allah. Each one of us here, almost definitely, I'm not Alimul Ghaib, which I don't know anyone's life, but all of us, we have committed such sins in our life. Who covered them up? If anyone had to know now, I couldn't sit here, you couldn't sit here. We wouldn't be able to show our face at home. Our parents won't want to have us. Our families won't want to have. Who covered our sins? Allah Ta'ala. So how much, if you, there is a friend of yours and he knows your secret or something bad you have done and he keeps quiet, how you'll be indebted to him? If he has to report you to the police, if he has to report you to the special branch, to the intelligence, or in public, if he has to phone the media and tell them that this person has done this, and they start following up and they disgrace you in the media, what will happen? But Allah has covered our faults. And Allah doesn't even show it as a favor. Allah doesn't even take money from us. Yeah, if somebody, he blackmails you, that you pay me so much every month, then I'll keep quiet. And if you just, when he wants an increase, if you're not going to give me the increase, then I'll black, what will I, Allah, how kind. And then Allah on the day of Qiyamah will say, that I covered your faults in dunya, now I'm forgiving you your faults. So how won't your love for Allah? So our intention for the ma'rifat of Allah. But we haven't made that intention. Really seriously now. If you want to, I'll even keep quiet for a minute or so while you make your intention. But make this our intention. We have come in this world and make it now from today onwards, from this moment onwards. My niyat of living is to recognize Allah and then to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. And then my niyat is akhirat. It is not this dunya. Today we are just going mad over the dunya. The non-believers, they are for dunya. Their niyat, their object is dunya. Dekha dekhi, seeing them, we also have become just like them. That our object is only business, money, degrees, university, houses, cars, holidays, clothes. That is our maqsad. By the way, who we call today a pious Muslim. That pious Muslim generally hasn't even made niyat of Allah's pleasure. Hasn't even still made niyat of akhirat. How can he be really called a pious? He hasn't made niyat. And any amal without niyat is like a dead body. If anything we have made, we all made asr namaz, think if we make niyat for asr, or we just following the imam. Most of us made wudu for asr, maybe some of us got wudu from zuhar, but in any case, the wudu we made, if we make niyat in our wudu, according to Shafi'is, if there is no niyat, wudu is not made at all. According to Hanafis, your wudu will be made, but no sawab for that wudu. And with wudu, what a great sawab amongst the many, that if you make your wudu and you just read after that, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, the whole of the fourth kalima, the third, second kalima, Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. You haven't still started namaz, 8 doors of Jannah are open for you. And you can enter from whichever, but without niyat there isn't that sawab. What niyat is that sawab? If we make the niyat and we read Bismillah at the beginning, as long as your wudu remains, malaika of angels are busy making dua for you. They are continuously writing sawab for you, just because of niyat. So niyat, and without niyat, a amal is like a dead body. How many of us, our Quran Sharif, Allah give us all tawfiq to increase our reading. And if we make him one khatam, 5 khatams, but no niyat, we just take the Quran and we start reading. No niyat. And there are so many niyats which we can make. And by niyat, a person reaches where and where. So to make niyat first. And our niyat is not to become a big businessman, not to make lot of investments. That when I die, one good friend of ours, he had insurance policies, life policies. His wife was very opposed, she was more deeply conscious, and she told him many times to cancel this. So he says, you don't worry, the day I die, you're going to be a rich widow, and you're going to enjoy life. She said, I want to enjoy life with you. Not when you did, then I want to enjoy. And what you get also of your policies after all. And haram just goes in haram. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, that avoid putting Arab money, Saudi money in your madrasas. They donate, they give donations. He says where the petrol dollars, where they have come in a madrasa, they have definitely caused a fire there. Then the difference, the fight start in that madrasa and all the barkat goes away, etc. Repent. And for madaris, our akabir always said, choose and prefer the money, the small amounts of the poor people. There is lot of barkat. Don't try and get a few rich people and they run the madrasa, or a government runs the madrasa, or rich people. But poor people, the small amounts, there is lot of barkat in there. So anyway, so our niyat, make a niyat that I am here, and this is why we have come here also to learn this, and really refresh this niyat every morning. When we wake up also, oh Allah, for today, I'm living for today, my niyat is, and for the rest of my life, every day say, to gain your ma'rifat, and to gain your love, and to prepare for akhirah. That is why I've come here. Dunya is a passing phase. It's going to get finished. Everyone's life. This dunya is like a bubble on the water. And a bubble, especially if there are lights, they shine very beautifully. A purple color, yellow color, orange color, sparkling red. While on that point, I just remember one thing, few friends were discussing one day when we were going. And the point came to mind, that see, small children, they usually like bright colors. The toys are also all made of bright colors. The clothes also. Their cot also. The child is to sleep. What's the color of the cot got to do what he's sleeping? But that also bright colors, because children like bright colors. But put a raspberry cold ring, orange cold ring, and a black cold ring, Coke, in front of a child. And you'll see automatically it hands will go to the black, to the Coke. It's unbelievable that if children like bright colors, they should go to the red raspberry, to the orange, the Fanta or whatever else, to the green, the cream soda. But where the hands go, it just goes to the black, to the Coke. This is a more detailed discussion why, but this is a reality. So anyway, so that bubble, it shines very beautifully from all sides. But how long does a bubble last? Very soon. So don't live in a bubble. Many of us are just living in bubbles. And that we are happy that I got a big mansion, I got this, I got that, I got so many things. And soon that bubble bursts, and then you see everything is destroyed. And that bubble bursts in two ways. That bubble bursts one time, finished. But our bubble, either that now you find that your wife has got a relation with somebody. Or more cases you find, the wife finds out the husband is involved with other woman. How many these cases come, living in beautiful mansions, everything, and the wife says, I'm prepared to go and live in the servant's quarter, but I can't stay with this man. I live alone on my own, I don't want to see him also. And all that. How many cases like this? So that bubble burst. Or you find that your son is on drugs. Now with all your riches, everything, and what cases in our country, an extremely wealthy man, pious man, signed a document for the police to shoot his son dead. And he was the only son of the father. And his inheritance, you can't stop writing what he was going to get, all that. But his condition on drugs had become such that the father signed for the police, you shoot my son dead. And there is no case against you or anything. All these things. You find your daughter elopes with somebody. And you were thinking you all this glitter and glamour of this dunya. That glitter and glamour is only of this little bubble. And then you find that you were sending her here, you were sending her there, and now you don't know where to hide your face also. So never be fooled with all these things. Now Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, it was very many years ago we were having imtihan. It was in Jervistan, the madrasa imtihan, so the town people also came. One person told Hafiz Sahib, those were the days of apartheid, when non-whites couldn't get admission to universities here. I want to send my daughter to the UK to go and become a doctor. And she's a young girl, 18 years or whatever. And UK, not UK of today, UK of 50 years ago. Today, mashallah, lot of deen in the UK. But 50 years ago, there wasn't a sign of deen, a sign of a masjid also. And she's going to be on her own, a young girl, please make dua, Allah protect her. And the Western countries always in their freedom and laxity and everything, they were so much ahead. So what a jawab. Answer Hafizah. He paused for a while and he said, what you're telling me is that you are sending your daughter in the rain and I must make dua, she mustn't get wet. How can that happen? If she goes in the rain, she has to go or become wet. So where and where are we sending our children today? And we play ostrich that, no, my daughter, she'll never do anything. And when the bubble bursts, then it hits you in such a way you don't know what hit you. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, show me the haqiqat, reality of this dunya. Allah accepted his dua. Allah showed him in the form of an old lady, but she was clad in a beautiful burqa. Like the burqas of today all, they deserve the totally opposite of the actual object or purpose of parda. How beautiful, shining, the bead work on it, the other shining work on it, etc. So he saw her in that, and only her left arm was out. And that left arm, the glitter and glamour of it, from which a man, and there's also another point, that a man sees a woman and he lowers his glance immediately. But the eyes have captured the whole picture of that woman. Not only her outside, her inside also. All her features, everything in that one glimpse, it captures it. So he saw this one hand out. And when this hand is shining, and so what beauty. So what must be the rest? How must the face be? What must the figure be? What must be the complexion? How must be the rest of the body? He made further dua to Allah. You showed me so much, but you haven't shown me fully. The face is covered with niqab. Then Allah Ta'ala showed him more, that she lifted her niqab, an old lady, 80, 90 years old. Her teeth have fallen out, one, two, yellow, long, dirty teeth. Her cheeks have gone in, her temples have gone in, and such that you are frightened and you want to run away. And now you turn your back, that you are running after this woman all the time. You are everything. You are, oh, I'm head over heels for you. Your beauty, you're the most beautiful, not in the world, since the world was created. Everything, you are like that. But when she lifts her niqab, now you want to turn around and run from there. Then she takes out her left, her right hand, where she's got a dagger, and she stabs you. That is your heart attack, which we call suddenly. Or when you realize, when your bubble burst now, when you see everything is gone, you thought I'm the man of the world, man of the town, but suddenly something like this, and there your everything, your bubble burst. So this is dunya, and it's happening. And also, the World Health Organization statistics, the highest amount of suicide are not in villages and third world countries and poor countries. They are in the industrialized first world countries. The highest and the bigger, highest, the first on the list of those who commit suicide are psychologists. Those who are there to solve other people's problems. And they all committing suicide. Eh? And whereas in the third world you don't hear of suicide, in the villages you don't hear of suicide. So this is all a big deception. Anyway, this dunya is not our purpose and for what we have come here. Our purpose is the akhirat. This dunya, it has caused so many people to go mad to the mad hospitals. Has caused so many people to kill themselves, commit suicide. Has caused so many people to kill immediately family members. Husband takes out insurance for his wife. And after a month, they think the world is stupid like them. Your wife gets killed, and they have all the detectives and police. They find out a doctor, maybe now 15, 20 years ago, who had his wife killed in Ramzan at iftari time, until today he's in jail still. Just because he took out at that time ₹1 million insurance policy for his wife. After that he couldn't pay his telephone account also. He couldn't pay his water and lights account. And what is the condition? This is happening all the time. And not in other places, not in other people, in us this is happening. So one man who also, this dunya was his object all the time. And today is a world of instant. We want everything to happen immediately. Any work done, it must be done yesterday. And we want everything. One person from the village came to visit his friend in town, and then they went together shopping, supermarket to buy groceries. So he bought instant milk. So the village man didn't understand. He asked what, he said, what is instant milk? He said, you just put it in the cup, you add water, you got milk. How you people love. We have to let the cow graze the whole day. Then we have to get it into its, wherever, the kraal of it. And then we have to milk it. We have to pasteurize it. Then we get milk. Yeah, you just put powder and put water, you got milk. Then he went instant tea, instant coffee, everything instant. Then he brought some baby powder, instant. So he said, what, babies also you get instant? You just put the baby powder and you add water and you get a baby. We have to wait 9 months for a baby. Okay? So everything this world is so one, everyone wants to become instant rich also. Okay? And today how they play with the people, an advert in a newspaper, if you want to become rich, then just send a 20 rand with a stamped envelope. What came in the reply? Work harder. that was all. And they pocketed your 20 rand. Today we become fools and we get trapped in what things. And those who are getting emails, there is no end to it. You have won this lottery and you have won and this uncle left so much money and we just want to try. And they swindle you with whatever little you got in your account. And they're talking there of millions of pounds and millions of dollars. But how many people fall prey to this? All the scams that happen all the time. So this man working in a factory also wanted to become instant rich. As he was walking home and he's just thinking of that, suddenly where raw sewage was running, the pipe was broken, he saw something shining. He thought it's a diamond. And at that time you don't worry, it's raw sewage, it's urine or what. He took it out and abad, it was a diamond. And he couldn't imagine his happiness and his joy. And a diamond, the more you shine it, clean it, the value increases. The more cuts in it, the more the value increases. So he's cleaning it, shining it, and he's getting happy all the time. On the way, he passes a river where strong water was running. He said, if I wash it in good, clean water, my diamond will shine like never before. And the value will increase. And abad, it was happening. And greed is within a human. More he's polishing, more he's shining, cleaning it. And suddenly it slipped from his hand. The water flow was so strong. We all know it's just a story, but how many of us are getting saved? It's not our diamond that is gone. That's just some imaginary diamond. And this is how we become stupid also with the West in the film world. The film, it's all lies. But how people go and see? One friend, my brother told me personally he met him. He went and see the same fellow in Bombay 10 times. Even the Asha asked him, how many times you come? The same fellow. What he told my brother when he told him, he said there was a scene that a woman is undressing. And as she just starts, the train just comes. So he said, after that, one day the train will be late. Now we know that this is totally, but people, they live their lives with all these things, with all these things here. So how stupid they make our minds. And this is not really to laugh, but to cry on our stupidity. Now Allah gave us intelligence, but we are becoming so stupid. So anyway, this person, his diamond is gone. Now he lost his diamond. What came on his tongue? He went mad. Dhone se na dhona achha tha. Instead of washing it and so much, I shouldn't wash it, I should have my capital. Though I shouldn't be so valuable, but I should have my diamond. Now his friends are meeting him, making salam, nothing, only dhone se na dhona achha tha. He doesn't make salam. He came home, he didn't make salam. Wife made salam, answer, dhone se na dhona achha tha. He's not eating one way, his LP got stuck there. Dhone se na dhona achha. Dhone se na dhona achha tha. So she realized he's got a medical problem, psychological problem, mental problem. She called the doctor. He came, he checked up. He said, yeah, I can treat him, but I'll charge 1,000 rupees. She said, we are so poor people, we haven't got 100 rupees. Where are you talking of 1,000? But he also love of dunya. That no matter what, and today what doctors say, they take their oaths and everything, but you put down 500,000 before we talk. They can see the man is going to die, but where is humanity, where is human feeling? They're supposed to save lives, they're supposed to help, But what? You put down 300,000. You put down 400,000. Then we talk about anything else. So the doctor also put down 1,000. Afterwards, anyway, they came to a compromise that I will take my 1,000, but installments, 100 rupees a month. So she said, all right, I'm desperate, what can I do? He treated him, he got better. Normal, everything, talking, eating, slept nicely, got up in the morning nicely. Breakfast they sat down. So she thought, let me ask him, what was your problem? You put me in 1,000 rupees debt. Now you okay? He asked, why, what? He said, at night, one way you were just saying, dhone se na dhona. He remembered again. He started again. She said, now what big problem I caused? I shouldn't ask, should be better. I went and asked him, now we are back in square one, and I'm owing 1,000 rupees. Right? So she went mad. Poochne se na poochna achha tha. I shouldn't have asked. I went and asked, and I put myself back in the same problem. Now two mad people. He dhone se na dhona achha tha. She poochne se na poochna achha tha. In that interim, the doctor came to collect his first installment of 100 rupees. He saw two maidies. He realized, I will get nothing here. He went mad. He said, Hazar se saw hi achhe the. Instead of 1,000, I should just have accepted 100. It should have been. Now I won't even get my 10 rupees. I won't even get 100. So this dunya has put how many people into the mad hospitals. And finally, where it starts? Where depression does that. Tablets, then injections, and then finally made hospital, then committing suicide. And not one, two, not imaginary cases, real cases every day are happening. So Allah Ta'ala told us, your object is the akhirah, not this dunya. Don't look at this dunya. This dunya is a box of deceit. One woman who also wanted to become instant rich, and how her mind worked also. She went to the psychologist and she told him, that I've got a problem. What's your problem? That my husband, whenever he comes home, anytime he gets up, anything, I want money. I want money. So the doctor, the psychologist, he's got a mental problem. She said, yes, I know. So bring him. See, that's my problem. I can't bring him. But if you send your driver, then I'll be able to get him here. So he saw, she was dressed, a poor woman, but she dressed like an exquisite, rich, rich woman, jewelry, clothing, everything, the way you thought, very rich family, I'll get good fees here. So he sent the driver. So she went straight from there to the jewelry shop. And she started buying jewelry. They saw, very rich woman, and the doctor's big car, doctor's wife she is, but the driver inside. So all the jewelry she ordered, they put it, everything she chose out. Then she told them, would you like cash or would you like a check? So they said, if the check comes back, it bounces, is a big problem here. Cash is all right. She said, cash. So he said, no problem. Send me with me somebody, your old reliable worker, for at home, I'll give him the cash. How much is it? So much. Invoice, all day, she put it in the car. From here, she went back to the psychologist there. When she went back there, she went in, now they brought her back, and that driver thought, her husband I brought. And he's sitting there, so they put him in the line with their patients. So he told the receptionist, I'm not a patient, I only came to collect money. So he said, we know you want money. That's your bimari, your disease. You want money. You just sit there. So he sat after a while, 15, 20 minutes happened. Again he went. He said, I'm not a patient. I just came to collect money. Yes, we know you want money. Finally, when he got to the psychologist, then he take your history. First, all your history. So I don't need no history, and I don't need no geography. I came here, I just came to collect money. He said, I know, you take off your clothes and lie on the stretcher. That is going to happen. He said, I don't need all that. So like that, and she went away with all the jewelry. So this money is such a thing that how many people, what it has done, people landed in jails, and how many years, big, big government offices, presidents of countries, ministers, they are all lying in jail. At one time, the whole world has how many gun salute, 24 gun salute, and what they were getting. And now they are, so this is this dunya. And we also unconsciously, unintentionally, we have made dunya our intention. Intentionally make, and a person who made akhirat his intention, that person Allah gives him. In this world, Allah gives him respect and honor. Allah, the dunya serves him. As long as you run after the dunya by nature, it runs from you, further and further. The minute you turn around to akhirat, dunya turns and serves you at your feet. Whoever, the hadith sharif, that there are people who are abnaul akhirat, the children of akhirat, and kilabi dunya, the dogs of this dunya. A dog of dunya is treated like a dog. You kick a dog, you just give it food like that, you throw it, etc. And if you are the children of akhirat, you become the prince and the king of this dunya. All the world come and serve you. So make intentionally, our intention is the akhirat. That is for what we are in this world. I'm not here to make you to get degrees. I'm not here to make money, to make investments. My object is the akhirat. That is why I'm in this world. And Allah's ma'rifat and Allah's muhabbat. And of course, with that comes to be obedient to Allah, to fulfill the commandments of Allah. So consciously we must make that niyat. Our niyat, not this dunya. One person, this dunya, what a deception it is. For many people, dunya is woman. That is their object. It comes in the hadith that when man will make the qibla woman, woman will be the qibla. And the God will be their stomachs, food all the time. Then there is destruction for such people. One such person who just wanted to marry a certain woman. Anyway, this one person went to the maid hospital just to go and look around. So the superintendent was taking him around. The first ward he went to, there was a patient there, and this person was mad. So all the time, shabnam, shabnam, under the bed, on top of the bed, everywhere, shabnam. What happened to this man? How he became mad? He wanted to marry a girl by the name of Shabnam. But first, and Shabnam means the morning dew. Her name also is morning dew. And so what must she be? But for whatever reason he did, couldn't marry her. It didn't work out. He didn't marry. He went mad in her love. All the time, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. Okay, went to the next ward. There was another mad person and all the, screaming all the time. What happened to this man? This is the man who married Shabnam. So the one who didn't marry Shabnam also mad. And the one who married her, he also went mad. She made him also mad. So this dunya you make your qibla, your woman, this is your result, you will become a mad person. And how many have become mad? And how many have become puppets and toys the woman play around? In the hadith sharif it comes, they are naqisatul aqal. What normally we translate as half brain. But they make people of full brains, the brains fly away. The brains don't work in front of the naqisatul aqal. They have got such. وَالنِّسَاءُ حِبَالَةُ الشَّيَاطِينَ The women are the nets of shaitan. Like the internet. You get caught in the net. And then you go in the web. Like the spider web. And then you just can't come out. How many people are addicted to it? All the time, running up their accounts, they haven't got money to pay. And the time, all the time, just on the internet, on this website and that website, all the time. So anyway, our niyat is the akhirah. That is what we have to make it consciously, make it intentionally. Our intention is the akhirah, is the pleasure of Allah. All the other things, by the way. My schooling, my education, my work, my job, my house, my investments, my business. Islam didn't stop us. We are allowed. But this is not the object of my life. This is only the means. And it is just, and how beautifully in the Riyadh al-Saliheen at the beginning this poem is written, that dunya is like a sea. And you are the ship that you are traveling. So you, without the water, you can't travel. If there's no water, how can the ship flow? It needs water. But the minute water will come in the ship, even there's a small hole, one drop starts coming, that ship is going to sink. As long as the water is outside, it's alright, you'll reach your destination. Which country, which shore you want to hit, you will reach there. So if our niyat is akhirat, and dunya is just the water on which we are flowing. But the minute dunya comes in your heart, then you will be destroyed. And remember also, to be maldar is not haram in Islam. Because zakat is only faraz on those who are maldar, who got wealth. Hajj is only faraz on those who are maldar. To help the poor, which is so much increased and encouraged, is only for the maldar, the rich. So to be maldar is not haram. To be dunyadar is haram. And you can be the poorest person and you have got love of dunya. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah ali used to explain this instance that one person, a great buzurg, he was going for hajj, and like a person, like many buzurgs, there are different types in the anbiya also, and the buzurgs also, the awliya, he was amongst those who had nothing of dunya. He was traveling and he met a friend on the way. He stayed by a friend, also a very great buzurg, but he was a rich buzurg, wealthy. So this poor buzurg, in his heart he came, what is this buzurg, living in this comfort and being so rich and wealthy, etc. What is this? This is nothing. Anyway, he stayed his 2-3 days, and then he explained, I'm going for hajj, why don't you also join him? He was such a buzurg, his whole big palace he had, but it wasn't in his heart. It was out of his heart. So he said, no problem, I'll join you for hajj. And immediately he got ready. And the next station they came, next stop they came. This first buzurg, he said, oh, I forgot my water jug, my lota, for my istinja, for my water. I forgot it at your house. He said, is that all your buzurg? That your whole heart is in that one water jug. I left my whole palace and I joined you immediately. Yeah. You just forgot your water jug and now you're so parishan, I forgot my water jug. So you can be a poor person, but you can be dunyadar. To be dunyadar is haram. To have love of dunya and to want dunya, this is haram. And you haven't got the love Allah gave you. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu. What dunya didn't they have? But it wasn't. When the time came, they gave so much in the path of Allah that the first mule laden with food was in Medina, the last one, and the first one it reached Medina. What a chain of camels and laden with food when there were droughts there. This was the riches which Allah had given them. But it wasn't in the heart. Not one, but you can keep a 10 million check right in the pocket next to your heart. But if you keep 1 cent in your heart, then this is haram. In one of our neighboring countries, maybe 35, 40 years ago, a person bought a brand new motor car, and as is common, you come home, you show the family, you take them for a drive, let's go for a drive. So he parked the car on the pavement, the footpath, and he went in to call the family. His little child was playing outside, 5-6 year old boy, and he had a 6-inch rusted nail in his hand. And a small boy, he scratched the car from the front to the back. When the father came and he saw this, that car wasn't parked on the footpath, it was parked in the heart of the father. The love of the car. He went into a state of what anger. And he grabbed that nail and he scratched the boy's arm. That with this arm you scratched my car. And from his this joint, elbow, he scratched it right down deep with the force of a big man. And his rusted nail, the boy had to be admitted to hospital. They had to amputate his arm. It was rusted. And then when they went and visited the boy cried and said, he said, Daddy, I'll never scratch your car again. Give my arm back to me. Maybe they got a new car every 5 years, every 3 years, whatever it might be. But can that arm ever come back? This is when dunya is in the heart. When dunya is out of the heart, today a cup breaks. And the mother is so cross, my whole tea set, my whole dinner service set, just because the ear of the cup is broken now. Just the curtains, the carpet, you mess something. And it's a big issue, because the love of that is in the heart. Neatness, cleanliness is necessary and on its place. But when this love goes, and now you start swearing and fighting, and you even forget who you are, this is this love of dunya. And it has killed and it has committed suicide of so many people in this world. But if you got akhirat in your heart, then Allah protects you. So we have come in this world, make your niyat the akhirat. And recognize Allah. Allah is the giver of rozi. Don't depend on dunya's things for rozi. Realize Allah. And Allah will end how Allah gives rozi. Allahu Akbar. Today what cobbledly on good people's tongue it comes. That till you don't have a matric certificate, you can't earn rozi. Tell matric who gave you rozi. You are eating. You weren't starving. You are eating. And you are eating without working. You didn't have to do anything. You had the best bed. You had the best bedroom your parents gave you. The food they gave you. And now why you are turning around and saying that without a matric certificate you can't. Allah is the one who gives rozi. We were in Lusaka and the Masjid Umar, Maulana is the Imam there, which was still getting built in those days. And to me it came that they are spending too much money on it and it's too much. But afterwards they explained, and there was a man from Jaipur, Rajasthan, he was the contractor, and the dome work, the minara, etc., usually these things are very expensive, but he was doing it at such a cheap price. He scaffolding bamboo and just fastened with string, and he can't sign his name also. Now with his finger, thumb, you should make the signature on the checks, etc., on all his documents. So, and the Lusaka University students should come learn engineering and architecture from him. Yeah. A man who can't even, his own name also, he can't make a signature even. And so this is all a deception. Rozi is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. It's not in shops, it's not in jobs, it's not in degrees, it is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So when we make our niyat akhirat, Allah throws the dunya at your feet. If we go and see today Nizamuddin, Rainin, Kakrel, how many people are eating lunch, breakfast and supper? They've got no income, no factories, no nothing. Go and see the Darul Ulooms in Bangladesh, 10,000 students, 15,000 students. They are given 3 meals a day. They are given clothing in the year. The poor students, they give them 2 sets of clothing for the year. When winter comes, they give them that other down, liha. They give that to them. Everything they give to them. And they got no income. And the people who got big incomes, governments, they are not paying their accounts. Governments are going bankrupt. And these people, for how many years? Darul Uloom, Deoband, Allahu Akbar. What man Darul Uloom has produced, and there it's running still, and no income. Right? And no fixed income whatsoever. The people, we can say, can turn around, well, we're not donating anymore. But there they are running. So this is all a deception. A dog was lying under the train. The train was at a station, and the dog was sleeping under the train. It happened by Allah's will that the train started moving, and the dog also started moving at the same time. So the dog thought that while I was sleeping, this whole train was standing. When I started walking, the train also started moving. So I'm making the train move. After a little while, the dog became bright, fresh. So it started running. The train also picked up speed. Now its yaqeen was 100% that I'm the controller of this train. While I was sleeping, the train was standing. When I walked, the train walked. When I ran, the train is running also. But how long will that dog run? Soon its tongue will be out, it will be puffing and panting. It will go to the side, and the train will go for 1,000 kilometers, 1,500 kilometers. Like that exactly, I'm running my house. If I don't go to the shop and earn, I don't go to job and earn, from where will my family eat? Who will pay the water and lights? Even if I'm sick, I have to get up, I have to go. My nose is running, I'll put all eucalyptus oil in my hanky, and I'll do this, and take tablets, and do this, take a inject, but I have to go to work, I have to earn. And if I don't get my degree, I don't pass my exam, what will happen? All this, how many people like that have gone to the qabr? Has dunya stopped? People 50 years ago, any one of us from which part of the world we may be, what was the business infrastructure in our town, in our countries? What were the roads like? And the people who at that time, they said if we don't maintain the roads, we don't build the roads, and mostly were corrugated roads, the dirt roads, sand roads. What will happen if we don't open the shop, we don't open the office, we don't sign the goods out, and all those things, if we don't do, what will happen? They all died. Much today their grandchildren are doing import-export trade. They were running 10 shanty shops, and today the children are running supermarkets, and they are running big furniture shops, and they have got franchise of Mercedes-Benz, and they got franchise of BMW, what and what. The roads, those roads that were corrugated roads, if it rained, the roads were not passable. But today in place what came? Flyovers and byovers. Allahu Akbar, in Bangkok, for there's a place where I saw 3 levels of roads. When you're on the road, you are flying in the air. When you are on the road, where is this, Manila, where the freeway, 12 lanes one side, 12 lanes the other side. compared to those days when the small little roads. So we all, like the dog, they go and into the qabr, but the dunya doesn't stop, dunya is carrying on. So don't let us have like the iman of a dog, and don't have brains of a dog. Allah made us ashraful makhluqat, and his brains were to realize Allah, to recognize his qudrat and his power, he is the one. And the one who has made effort, and that is the reason why we are here also, that connection with Allah. And the people can tell you, the world can tell you, you must have matric, you must have degrees, you must have shop, you must do business, and you tell them, Allah is enough for me. On that word of yours, Allah will suffice you. And Allah will give you such that they will be done reh jayenge. They will be astonished what this man has got, and we have got nothing. When Allah gives you, he gives you without, you don't have to worry of the receiver, you don't have to worry of the crooks, you don't have to worry of credit cards, you don't have to worry of check books, your things are just coming. And they're coming to such an extent that you don't know how to handle it. Like Arif of Allah says, oh Allah, your gifts are so great, my lap is too small. I can't gather them, they are just coming so much, they are pouring down. Wallah, take from where it's coming and see what you will get. We are going to the small little storerooms, and we are begging the storekeeper there, give me this, give me that. This, all this dunya is a small storeroom. The big storeroom is there, wa fis samaa'i rizqukum wa ma tu'adun. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. Allah says there isn't a thing, but it's full treasures are by us. So keep our eyes there, make our niyat akhirat. Make our niyat the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And dunya, Islam hasn't, for Islam is the balanced religion. It's not like the Christians who live, they live in the monasteries, and they become nuns and don't get married, and they become monks and don't get married. But most babies are found in the monasteries. Today's zamana you can understand, in the previous zamana you couldn't understand, no marriage. And so many, and the baby skeletons are coming from under the wooden floors all the time. So Islam is not such an unnatural religion. Gave you full permission, get married, have children also, but that's not your object of life. Have businesses also, have properties also, but it's not, make your niyat the akhirah. Make that for one thing, if we can get that into us, you'll still do exactly what, you don't have to divorce your wives, you don't have to go and give away your houses and your businesses, but make your niyat akhirah. Make your niyat Allah, and see then, in these things, what chain and sukoon Allah will give you, peace of mind, contentment of heart. Otherwise in all these things, headaches all the time. You got, so it looks only a rosy picture, but it's headaches all the time for you. And how many of these people, they've got all, but they can't enjoy it. Hey, the people of America, they've got what big villas in Barbados, in the Caribbean islands, but they never get a chance to even come and see. The workers enjoy the bedrooms, they will enjoy the swimming pools, they enjoy the tennis courts, they enjoy the saunas, and those people maintain it all the time. And they are paying for it. So what's the use of such a thing? Today you make money, you make dunya your objective, but you haven't got time to enjoy the dunya. So you forgot why you're making the money. You made money to become a rich man, but now you haven't got time. You haven't got time to have a sandwich also. You are so busy in earning more, you made it your hobby to earn. And to enjoy dunya, that also you can. And other people are enjoying. Kamayenge ahmak. The stupid will earn, hum khayenge. And the others will eat all the time. They are enjoying while you are suffering to earn. So make our niyat akhirah. Make our niyat the pleasure of Allah. Consciously, please, think of it. Make that. If we can just go with that from this khanqah when we leave, we will have gone with a lot. But you don't just put it again to the side and forget it. And every morning when we get up, make it for today, for the rest of my life. Ya Allah, my niyat that I'm making is to your pleasure and to please you and for akhirat. Allah, you give me dunya without you or from your side. You give me dunya, but my niyat is akhirat. May Allah bless us with this reality. Wa akhiru da'wana.